here's a story from The World.
The Roma, they are Europe's largest ethnic minority. They're also among its most persecuted and impoverished. 80% of Roma communities live below the poverty line. And for many, the pandemic has made things a whole lot worse. Our Europe correspondent Orla Barry has this story. And a warning to listeners, you may find some of the content in Orla's reporting troubling.
When the coronavirus first started to spread through Eastern Europe, Roma communities felt under attack. But not because of the virus itself. Police in Slovakia and Bulgaria cordoned off entire districts where Roma lived.
The whole neighborhood was closed, like with checkpoints in entrances and exits of the neighborhood.
This is Mikhail Mishev with the Roma Standing Conference, a Roma support group in Bulgaria. Police said they needed to quarantine the Roma districts to prevent the virus spreading. The Bulgarian Interior Minister said the shutdowns were necessary to protect the rest of the population. But Mishev says closing off the communities had a detrimental effect.
Most of the people working outside of the neighborhood lost their jobs because in a small city, for example, in Yambu, actually, let's take Yambu, the whole city was closed. Nobody could enter or exit the neighborhood. And more than a couple hundred people lost their jobs.
Intimidation by police is nothing new for many Roma, particularly communities living in Eastern Europe. Jonathan Lee is with the European Roma Rights Centre. He says some police forces have been using the pandemic as an excuse to carry out indiscriminate raids on Roma neighbourhoods.
Once institutionally racist police forces knew that the media aren't watching to a certain extent, the courts are paralysed, NGOs were not able to get in the field so much, it really didn't take long for these sort of cases to start arising.
Lee says the police raids were also noticeably more aggressive.
We don't normally see on this scale gendarmes using tear gas on women and children in apartment blocks. We don't see kids being beaten with truncheons. We don't see police pulling men out of the house, tying them up, beating them on the ground for something that's alleged breaking of lockdown rules.
One case in particular drew national attention in Romania. Lee forwards me a video taken on a smartphone of a police raid on a Roma family in Bolintin Valley, a town in southern Romania. In the footage, you can see five men lying face down on the ground. To the side, one man is screaming in pain. Lee explains what's happening.
They took out some men from the house, nylon tied them on the floor, and took off one of their shoes and started whipping the bare soles of his feet. It's really like punitive actions for no reason. And his wife or his female member of his family is filming. And you can hear the police officer saying in Romanian, of course, like, why are you filming? You think anyone cares? These are just gypsies. No one cares. I'll put this on Facebook.
A criminal investigation has been launched into the case. But Lee says most other complaints of violent incidents not caught on camera have been rejected. Police intimidation, however, is not the community's only worry. The pandemic means while many Roma have lost their jobs, others feel under pressure to work. Mihai Bica, who's originally from Romania, is a policy worker with the Roma support group in the UK.
After the start of the lockdown, they were offered, you know, 6-7 days a week work. And many took that as an opportunity to make some more money for the family. Others felt pressure from their companies, from their employers, that they have to go to work, otherwise they will lose their job and so on.
Bika says this led to a spike in the virus among Roma families in Britain. Many Roma live in close quarters. If someone in the family contracts the virus, they've nowhere to go to self-isolate. Like most kids in the UK, Roma children have been out of school for months. But for Roma families, there are additional challenges. Homeschooling is tough, particularly for some parents who may not have finished school themselves. And Bika says most Roma children cannot follow classes on the internet.
The vast majority of Roma could not access the online learning facilities available. Even if they had a smartphone in the house, they didn't know how to go, you know, online, access the online class or whatever.
In parts of Europe, Roma communities have been blamed for spreading the virus. Bulgarian lawmaker Angel Jambaski issued a statement asking if, quote, Roma ghettos could turn out to be the real nests of contagion. Mikhail Mishev says he often experiences discrimination in Bulgaria because of his Roma heritage.
There are places in, like bars and public pools and restaurants that don't serve Roma people. For example, I was trying to relax in one public pool, and they told me that during the weekends I cannot enter because I'm Roma, so they would not let me in.
I asked Mishev if he stood his ground.
I tried to argue, but the guard there, he was a big guy, so yeah, I was kind of scared.
Discrimination against Roma isn't just confined to Eastern Europe. There have been reported incidents in Belgium, Ireland and the Netherlands in the past couple of months too. Jonathan Lee with the European Roma Rights Centre says some local authorities have made efforts to work with the communities during the pandemic. But the biggest issue, he says, is that Roma people are rarely included in major policy decisions.
They're somehow rendered invisible to policymakers in these countries. And during the coronavirus pandemic, there should be crisis groups which have Roma and Roma civil society experts on them.
The European Commission is set to release a new strategy in October aimed at improving the lives of the Roma people across the EU. But the recommendations are non-binding, and most Roma activists aren't holding their breath. For The World, I'm Orla Barry. From PR.